The Health Fix podcast teaches you how to take charge of your health naturally by giving you the information you need to elevate your health.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. On today's episode, I have Jodi Cohen. We're going to be talking all about her vibrant blue oils, and we're going to be talking all about her book. She's got two of them, though. So we're talking about both of those. The new one, though, is Essential Oils to Boost the Brain and Heal the Body. That's going to be releasing here in March of 2021. So just around the corner. And this is exciting to talk all about the oils. Now, Jodi has used essential oils to address her anxiety, insomnia, autoimmune condition, and has taught many folks, just like me, a naturopath, about how to use the oils. And today we're going to be talking all about the oils, how to use the oils, but uniquely in terms of how you can add them topically to acupressure points on your own, because of course my jam is using the oils in my office on the acupuncture points. So Jodi, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome. This is going to be fun. This is actually my favorite kind of little nugget that most people don't realize that if you look at the research, they say, oh, topical application doesn't work, because what they're doing is they're saying, oh, if you put it on your elbow, it doesn't affect your neck, you know, but people know anyone who's put like a Bengay or whatever you want to call it topically on a point, it works immediately. But what they don't realize is if you put it on an acupuncture point or a reflex point, it does work systemically. It's like kind of the magic key to unlock the whole system.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what you have some amazing blends that really help folks to kind of dial in what they're working with. And then if you have a practitioner who knows the channels and can help you in that department, kind of teach you a little bit of that, it's like a magic combo there.
Yeah. I look at it like yoga. Like even if you're like just flailing your arms around on the mat, you're doing something, you're moving, you know, and then over time you're like, oh, I can go a little deeper. Oh my goodness. That's so different. So there's really no wrong. There's just different layers. And I really try to kind of get people over the anxiety or uncertainty of like just getting in the water, like starting in the first layer.
Absolutely. I think that's important because, yeah, so, you know, still, even though we have big companies who sell lots of essential oils, a lot of folks are still like, does it really work? Is it just placebo? What's, you know, kind of what's the science behind this? So with your company, I think one of the things I'd love to start with, just to kind of talk about what sets your company apart from other essential oil companies out there, is how you're working with small, independently owned farms versus large conglomerates. Can you tell us a little bit more about your sourcing process and things of that nature?
Yeah, I'm really lucky. I actually partnered with somebody who used to work for one of the big companies who had all the relationships with the small farms. And the big thing for me is it's twofold, actually. It's making sure that they're grown organically, because what oils are the concentrated essences of plants. And so if they're grown with pesticides, you're putting concentrated pesticide on your skin, and your skin is the largest organ and absorbs everything. The other thing is kind of intention, because, you know, I really do. I love Masaru Emoto's work, where he looked at kind of putting water over words and then taking photographs of the crystals that the water created. I really think that intention matters. And so when you're working with a small farm and it's people who choose to do this and they love it and, you know, they really pour their heart into it, I think you get a different vibration of oil and product. You know, it's like some restaurants, you know, it's family owned. They've been in the family forever. And, you know, pasta is pasta, but somehow theirs is magical.
It's true. It's true. There's something about the love for it. There was, what was that movie? Like Water for Chocolate or something.
Yeah. Like Water for Chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah. That one. And she's like cooking and she's crying and her tears are going into the soup, and everyone had an emotional experience from the soup or beans or whatever it was. But I think that's important, because a lot of people who haven't had herbalism types of classes or herbal medicine classes don't really understand that every plant that, and every food too, that you put in your body carries a little bit of a fingerprint in terms of what it's been through and its experiences and who's loved it and, you know, what's gone into it. And yes, I'm getting a little woo woo here. But it's true that it does collect what it's been given. Let's put it.
Yeah. Fingerprint's a nice way of putting it. I call it a blueprint. Yeah. And I think that's a component of it too. But for people who want more of the basic science, what most people don't realize is that over 50% of the pharmaceutical drugs that have been developed in the last 30 years are derived from plants. You know, Valium is derived from valerian root. Aspirin is white willow bark. These plants can contain chemical constituents, you know, that they can measure that actually help to either activate or inhibit different chemical receptors in our body. They can shift our mood. They can help our focus. And when you combine that with kind of the very specific application points that it sounds like you practice and I'm trying to share in the book, it's, you know, it's like biking with your back to the wind down a hill, as opposed to having to trudge uphill in the Seattle rain.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it just helps. It's, you know, any little bit that you can kind of give a little driver to or a little boost to. Now, you were mentioning in the book that you have some descriptions of how to apply oils, but also you had mentioned recipes as well for how to utilize the oils. Can you give folks a little sneak peek in terms of maybe a recipe or something that is in the book, just to give them a little sense of what they might find?
Yeah. So our most popular blend is basically one that kind of affects your nervous system. It shifts you into that calming state. You know, as someone who is a little type A, when people used to say to me like, oh, you just need to relax. I'm like, really? I go to the spa all day and like the kids still need to be fed. The laundry still needs to be done. It's not like life goes away. But what I finally realized is that life will never go away, but you get to decide how you show up for that life. You know, like you could be driving and someone cuts you off in traffic and you don't care, you know, whatever, they're in a hurry, it's all good. Or you could have the same situation and four-letter words are falling out of your mouth. The only variable is you. And the way to kind of control that variable is to help put your nervous system in the safety state. It's called the parasympathetic rest, digest, heal state, you know, as opposed to sympathetic fight or flight. And what's interesting is a very specific application point with a very specific stimulatory blend. It's clove and lime. I give the recipe in the book, but that is the gear shift. And I can elaborate on kind of where that is and how I figured that out. Or
please do. Please do. I think this is huge stuff here for folks.
Yeah. So oils kind of entered my life at my own rock bottom. I had been practicing nutrition for a long time. And basically, I had kind of come out the other side of a super stressful event and run out of steam. And nothing that I was ingesting was seeming to help. My kids were 5 and 7 at the time, I had a full-time job. I couldn't really sleep all day. It just wasn't an option. So a friend who was into oils said, you know, you have been so chronically stressed, chronically high cortisol, which we know causes systemic inflammation. I bet your gut is toast. Everything you're trying to ingest just isn't really getting absorbed. So oils are, you know, able to kind of transdermally get into your skin. Your skin is the dermis. We know that hormonal creams, nicotine patches get in through the skin. Try this. And I thought, okay, I've got nothing to lose. And I use muscle testing in my practice. So I basically muscle tested the oils and kind of formulated my first blend. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just like, okay, these 5 seem to work, which at first was confusing because I was kind of thinking I would find one. And then I was like, oh, wait, they're liquid. I can combine them. So I did and put them over my low back, which was my adrenals. And that helped immediately. And I was hyper aware of the parasympathetic nervous system, which they call the rest, digest, and heal nervous system. And so I kept thinking you need to sedate it. You know, I was using like lavender, chamomile, you know, relaxing oils, and it wasn't working. But right around that time, this research came out. This man, Kevin Tracy, who's a New York neuroscientist, was stimulating the vagus nerve right behind the earlobe. The quick anatomy lesson, vagus nerve starts at the base of the brain. It connects the brain to the body, splits, and is most accessible to the surface right behind the earlobe on that mastoid bone. Then it kind of innervates the face, the throat, the heart, the lungs. Anywhere that you stimulate the vagus nerve, you activate parasympathetic state. This is why deep breathing works, because the nerve innervates the lungs. But what was fascinating to me is he was implanting like a pacemaker-like device, an electrical stimulation device right there, stimulating the vagus nerve and having these amazing results. Like the FDA has approved it for migraines, for depression, for epilepsy. And somehow a light bulb went off. I was like, stimulating, huh? There are stimulatory oils. So I switched gears. I stopped trying to sedate. And I was suddenly like, what can we use to stimulate? Yeah. And it's interesting, you know, with topical application, like one of the reasons oils are so good is that, you know, your skin is sensitive to fat molecules, and essential oils are super small fat molecules, but some are thicker than others. You know, if you think of a race, not everyone runs at the same speed, right? Depending on kind of how big the oil is, it takes longer to get into the skin. So clove oil gets in like 30 minutes, but lime has much smaller molecules, gets in much faster. So when you combine the two, it's like, you know, when two people get married and their offspring have aspects of both of them, the blend has aspects of both it. So it's really stimulatory and it gets into the system faster. Then layer that with fractionated coconut oil, which gets in really quickly, and you can use it to kind of more effectively like stimulate that point and show the result.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome. I had no idea the background on the, and it makes sense. Just like every other medicine, we have a half-life and we also have how much it takes to take effect.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you have all, like, does every single oil have do you have it cataloged in terms of how much time it takes to get in?
Not all of them, because some of them, it can be more of a slow release, like with the adrenals or the gallbladder or the pancreas. It's not necessarily as much of a quick hit. You want it to kind of sustain over time because then it lasts longer. But the parasympathetic one, and actually we have one for the pineal gland for sleep. Those are the ones that I really wanted to be super fast acting.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Two questions. First one, I bet a bunch of people are like, okay, she said behind her ear, where behind my ear? Where do I go?
Yeah. It's hard to get it wrong. So if you feel behind your earlobe, you can feel that bone. That is your mastoid bone. Literally anywhere in that area is really good.
Okay. Cool. All right. I'm taking notes, everybody. So it's going to be in the podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com. So stay tuned. Now, you mentioned the pineal gland, and so many people struggle with insomnia to the point where when you're extremely tanked and dare I say adrenally fatigued, I don't, you know, a lot of us are trying to get away from that word, but that's what's been ingrained in my brain since I, you know, started at Best Year. So adrenally, severely adrenally imbalanced. And a lot of us can't sleep on top of that. Can't, you know, we've tried multiple different supplements and a lot of people are at wit's end. What do you, you know, tell us about your formula. Tell us how it works and where should folks apply it?
Yeah. So what's really interesting, everyone kind of is aware of the connection between cortisol and melatonin, right? Mm-hmm. They work in tandem. It's a little bit like a teeter-totter. If cortisol is high, that forces melatonin down because if you might die, you don't want to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that people are addressing. We actually have an adrenal formula that helps to kind of modulate cortisol levels. But the other thing that's going on with the pineal gland, which releases melatonin, is just its location in the brain. It's in the exact center of the brain. The blood-brain barrier doesn't protect it as well as it protects other parts of the brain. And blood flows through the pineal gland, you know, almost as much as through the kidneys. So it's getting exposed to all of the toxins, right? The aluminum in the food and the products, the glyphosate in the food, the fluoride in the water. And this horrible thing happens. It starts to calcify. And that really compromises its ability to release melatonin. You know, we talk about how melatonin levels go down when you get older. I think it has to do with the toxic exposure. So you can use essential oils. You know, they're not, chelating is such a specific word. So they don't have that exact chemical unfoldment. But what I think oils do is they kind of break up stagnation. You know, it's kind of like the bile breaks up the fat. so that it can be better digested. I think oils kind of break up the traffic jams of congestion, be it from metals or other environmental toxins. You know, there's some, it's hard to prove certain things. Like there's a lot of speculation that they actually clean the cell receptors so that information is better received. I kind of try to keep it more general because I can't be as specific as I would like. But what I've seen them do is kind of break up the bottleneck and break up the congestion. So if you apply oils, and this is actually a good tip if you're using transdermal melatonin, you know, melatonin, the challenge of kind of assimilating products through the digestive channel is that it just takes longer. Yeah. You know, the skin is the thinnest in the nose or actually the sublingual area under the tongue. So like sublingual melatonin is great as well. But topically applying the skin right above, not on the ear, but like above your ear, that's a really easy accessible place because the skin is thin and it's kind of eye level, literally, with the pineal gland. So I have a combination. And to your point of the fingerprint of plants, it's almost like they do have their own blueprint. You know, humans have a blueprint. I believe that the reflex points are kind of, you know, how you do the outside of the puzzle first so you can fill it in. I think that they were kind of the original blueprint. I'd be curious if that's how you see it as well. But I think that you can combine oils to kind of match the blueprint of a healthy organ function or resonance. So that's what I really tried to do with the pineal gland. So all of a sudden it's kind of in healthy balance. So it makes sense that the environmental toxins kind of start to fall away.
That's really neat. That's really neat. I had no idea about, kind of learned a lot of stuff right there, like how sensitive the pineal gland is to toxins, no idea about that. And then how we can actually help it to detox, if you will, or help it be less, inundated.
Researcher Stephanie Seneff has done a lot on that. And she really talks about the perfect storm, like the combination of the glyphosate, the aluminum, and the fluoride, and how they interact and kind of, make a small problem a big problem.
Yes. It's true. And a lot of us, you know, don't think about those types of things, especially a lot of folks aren't, you know, thinking about how the water that they drink has so much effect and impact. And it's a big deal. It's a big deal. So what oils are in your pineal mix?
It's a combination of like a lot of, you know, it's really interesting in plants, root plants like resins. So balsam of Peru, myrtle, myrrh, in combination with like lavender and geranium. And one of the things that I really try to get to in the book, everyone kind of looks at the oil in isolation and says like, oh, I can't do that oil. But what they don't realize is when you combine it, it does something different.
Yeah. Yeah. They kind of take on, it's like a recipe. They take on each other's, genetics and meld.
Well, and even if you think about our own relationships, you know, like I'm a different person I show up differently with my daughter than I do with my mother versus my best friend, you know, different aspects of yourself come out depending on who you're with.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's true. That's true. And plants, I mean, I think the biggest thing that we always learned in school at Bastyr is that plants have personality and personality goes together. And so I often, when I choose herbal formulas for folks, I'm looking at their personality. And I'm looking at, you know, what personality matches with that plant, but what is like also a nice mix with that person as well. So it's kind of fun to think about it that way in terms of personality.
Yeah, no, that's a great way of putting it. And, you know, it's interesting. That was another kind of obstacle that I really struggled with, this idea that everyone's bio-individual. So how do you make a formulation that works for everyone? And what I kind of landed on was, yes, everyone's bio-individual, but everyone's healthy, you know, gallbladder has the same frequency. So really trying to hone in on the healthy, vibrant frequency of different organ systems and formulating blends that way. So it's a little bit plug and play. I don't know if your listeners, I'm old. When I was a kid, there was this, if your kid was colorblind, there were these things, Garanimals, and you could like basically match the clothes so that you weren't wildly inappropriate. And I kind of am I was trying to make like the Garanimal version of essential oils. You know, this will help everyone's, you know, parasympathetic state. This will help everyone's pancreas, just so that they were more universally available and can be used across the board.
Sure. No, I mean, that's a difficult, I could see where a lot of people get stuck in that department. I mean, my mind too, it definitely doing all custom work is tricky. And, you know, we do all have some common similarities. And so why not match to, like you said, the organ, you know, or the plant frequency and the organ and kind of get that working first, since that seems to be the base for humans. And then maybe add an extra essential oil on top of that, that might boost the effect. That's how I think about it.
No, but that's exactly what I was trying to do with the book, you know, because everyone thinks they're so complicated, they're so difficult, no one can help them. And what I started, and I originally thought that too, that we're all bio-individual and, you know, your big manila folder of all your test results matter. And what I started realizing is those are data points, that there are really five things that are commonly out of balance in most of us, that if you can balance it, it can get you, you know, for some people, that's all they need. For some people, they just need to start sleeping again and everything's good, you know. And even for people that have been chronically ill for decades, balancing, you know, your nervous system, your sleep, your ability to, you know, drain toxins so they leave their body, your energy, your immune modulation, that gets them halfway there, no matter what's going on in their life. If those five things are in balance, they're usually feeling better. And oils, I don't think oils are for everything. If you break your arm, go to the ER. But sure. I do think that they lend themselves very nicely to these five imbalances that I see kind of across the board.
And so just to be clear with everyone, the five imbalances, we're talking about the nervous system.
Yep.
We're talking about what's going on with sleep.
Yep.
Detox.
Drainage mostly.
Okay.
Most people kind of think of detox like they do a juice cleanse and then they feel worse. And what they don't realize is, you know, the cells are mobilizing the toxins, but then it's kind of like yelling fire in the movie theater without opening the exit doors. All the toxins aren't really leaving the body. They're just recirculating and possibly making you worse. So you need to make sure when you're doing, you know, any kind of detox that your lymphatic system is actually draining and moving.
Yes. Good point. Because I think that is one of the things where I'm kind of a big stickler with patients. I'm like, you can do a detox, but we got to open your lymphatics. And so my biggie is dry brushing with essential oils.
Yes, exactly.
What is your favorite? Do you have a lymphatic blend specifically for dry brushing? Can you share that for folks?
Yeah. And it's a combination of peppermint works as well. But basically I'm trying to do two things. I'm trying to kind of dilate, open the vasculature so that more flow is retrieved. And then I'm also trying to support downward motion. So like some of the grounding oils, because most people don't realize lymph flows in one direction, flows more aggressively on the left side. So we're just trying to work with your body to kind of open and move. You know, it's kind of like trying to get your kids in the car, like, we're going this way. No, we're not going back to the playground. We're going this way, you know? You're shepherding your toxins out of your body.
I love that. I think a lot of people can relate with that. I feel like with my dogs, I'm like, okay, going this way.
Exactly.
Shepherding. I'm writing that down. I like that word. Shepherding your toxins. Because I think one of the things that I see really commonly is someone will go into a treatment for mold or go into a treatment for Lyme or any of our chronically mono, all of that. Yeah. And they'll get into the treatment and they just feel worse.
Yes.
And, or any supplement they take, they get a reaction to. And these are my folks where I'm like, okay, you need oils. That's all we're going to do. And a lot of times I get the look of like, she's lost her mind. But would you agree? Because, you know,
100%,
100%. This is where it needs
because
to be.
They're gentle and they're balancing. And that's where I think, you know, when you're so sensitive that you react to everything, you need to kind of go small. You know, if you have that kid that, like, you know, you talk in your normal voice and they think you're yelling at them, you need to just tone it down. You need to kind of let the body feel safe. And actually for those clients, it's parasympathetic and lymph that seem to work the best. And then binders. You always have to make sure people are taking binders because it's like Sisyphus, right? The poor liver is pushing all these toxins out. Then they get to the gut and they get reabsorbed. So you need to make sure they're leaving the body.
Yep. And I'll see that over and over again. And I think for a lot of people, this is really a good point that you're making because the drainage, we can't get anywhere with ideal, like optimal health, if we don't have proper drainage, we don't have this working, because you can go on every detox you want. You can start eating clean. You could start trying to remove estrogens from your liver to balance your hormones, and then you feel worse.
And the other thing, I mean, I have a whole chapter on the neck. The neck is really the bottleneck in the body, not only because, you know, think about it, like you're sleeping, your glymphatic system kicks in, it cleans the brain, it's like a car wash, and then it needs to leave the brain. So it drains down the neck. Like imagine your neck's got a lot going on. You've got the bones, the muscles, the nerves, the lymph, the vasculature. It's a little bit like being in the middle seat in the airline next to two linebackers and trying to figure out what you're going to do with your arms. If you're congested, there's no room. And what's fascinating, I don't know if you know Christine Schaffner, yeah. You know, Eminence, they started noticing that like 100% of their chronically ill people had vagus nerve toxicity. What is that? Your toxins, amalgams, cavitations, microbes are draining from your mouth along your trigeminal nerve, and they get stuck. Right, kind of behind the ear because the lymph is congested. So it's kind of like trying to drive from Tacoma to Seattle. Like the traffic is not moving. You sit for a long time. The toxins are uptaken into the nerve, and they call kind of this, it's Michael Van Eckler is a Tufts researcher who called it vagus nerve infection hypothesis. So this little infection that, you know, the body goes into sickness response. So you're fatigued because, you know, when you're trying to heal, you get fatigued or everything feels like pain. But the challenge is, how do you get that out? So they started doing research. They were taking sonograms with this Italian researcher, Marco Ruggiero, and they found it was literally like the middle seat in the airplane. Like the lymph is all congested and it's pressing on the vagus nerve. And the only way they really found to kind of start movement and remove stagnation was topically applying essential oils, you know, with the dry brushing, with the downward movement. And that's the other reason that the parasympathetic blend is clove and lime, because what breaks up toxins? What do they use for like dental work? Clove oil. It's got this component eugenol that's like magic for kind of cleaning things up. So that's really, you know, if I had to isolate the one thing that seems to be problematic in most people, especially anyone who's chronically ill, it's neck congestion. And more specifically, it's lymphatic congestion and vagus nerve infection or vagus nerve toxicity.
Wow. Wow, that's huge, because of what I see on a clinical end, and I think this is great for patients to hear, is like you most people have really tight necks. Then combine that, most people have lymph nodes that they can feel in their neck. And we also have a lot of folks with submental ones too. This is huge, especially with my mono folks, my chronic ill folks. Like we're like, well, should we biopsy that? That's getting big, you know? What do we do? It's probably more of an issue that we haven't done enough lymphatic work.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because castor oil is good for inflammation. I mean, I know it's sticky and kind of yucky, but if you can before bed, like combining castor oil with our lymph blend, and then obviously hitting the left clavicle, hitting under the armpits, you know, Epsom salt baths, movement, dry brushing, anything you can add, like, you know, people say like, oh, I want to lose weight. I think I'm either going to diet or exercise. I'm like, why don't you do both? Like the more you can kind of layer modalities. And the other interesting thing is that, you know, drainage is a hydraulic system. So once you clear the neck, you need to make sure that, you know, toxins train from the cell to the lymph, to the blood, to the liver, to the gallbladder, to the gut, to the toilet. And at any point they can back up. So you want to make sure you're taking binders so they don't get reabsorbed in the gut. You want to make sure the bile is flowing. You know, oils are great for this. You want to make sure that the duct that connects the liver to the gallbladder isn't congested. You really want to kind of help literally shepherd these toxins out of the body and prevent the bottlenecks. You know, the kid, it's like, oh, wait, a puppy. Oh, you know, the ice cream truck. You're like, yeah. We're moving.
Keep moving.
I know.
It's good. That's good stuff. I think that's really good for a lot of folks to hear, you know, that on a level, because it's where I, as a doc, do sometimes struggle to get things moving, but also to explain, like, this is how it's going to work. Because I think a lot of people are like, wait, you're not going to give me a supplement to do all of those. No, we're going to do some body work. And so This is good.
Well, you know, if you have kids and you've ever combed hair, the easiest way to get the knot out is to start at the bottom and kind of work it up. Cause like going down, it, you know, they don't like that. It's painful. So it's really just, you're just kind of untangling the whole process so that everything can flow.
I love it. I love it. Tell us a little bit, what's your favorite binder? I'm just curious out of my brain. And I know folks who are listening, binders, we're talking about things like clay, we're talking about charcoal, we're talking about different things of that nature. What's your favorite one?
There's a company out of Boise called Cellcore. It's Todd Watts and Jay Davidson. And I love, they're so pristine about sourcing. They've got three binders. One is HMET, which is heavy metal environmental toxin. Okay. One is biotoxin that's really good for mold. And then one is great for irradiation. Like if you're living near, you know, a 5G tower or something, I think they're magic.
Nice. So Cellcore, did I write that?
Cellcore. Okay. Yeah. And that is kind of like, they would have to get their patient code through you. They've got kind of a direct to public brand too. I can't remember what it's called right now, but yeah, it's Cellcore. They if you just go Cellcore.
Okay. Well, we will get a hold of that. Folks, I will also have that in my notes and get that available for you. Cause yeah, I actually never heard of that company. I've been using different.
Oh, they're so good. They're so high vibe. And then they also have these mineral drops. Like most people don't realize, you know, we're all filtering our water. Well, when you filter the water, you filter out minerals. Yeah. And Todd, who's really the formulator, kind of a crazy genius, you know, we play with layering a lot, you know. It's kind of like if you cook, you know, and it's like, this is okay, but it needs something. And then you add that one ingredient and you're like, okay, this is amazing. I think that when you kind of layer in oils with binders, with these mineral drops, it just seems to, it works. It's kind of amazing.
Huh. Okay. Oils plus binders plus minerals. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, I'm writing it down for you. Plus minerals. All right. No, it makes sense. And this is all simple, you know, simple things, really. It's not a huge complicated agenda here. Plus for me, if, you know, I'm just kind of in the camp of I'm wanting results, not giving people suitcases full of supplements. I want things that can work, but also things that folks can do at home and
yes,
get going and just have something that go-tos for when I start to get tired. Okay, let's do this. When I start to feel this, when I start to get, you know, thing, you know, home remedies, but you know, that really work, that really have some impact. So we've talked about so many different things. I think I could talk to you for like 4 hours for sure.
Yeah, no, that would be fun. And it's really validating too, to, you know, like so much, my favorite practitioners are the ones that notice patterns in clinical practice and then reverse engineer, like, why is this working? Like that really resonates with me because, you know, people are very dismissive of topical application of oils because the research doesn't say that, but research can be very selective, you know, like if you're looking for the impact of just putting something on, you know, the inner arm to affect the whole body, yeah, it's probably not going to work. But if you're putting it very specifically on like the vagus nerve point or the spleen 6 point, it's a very different outcome.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. And for those of you guys who are listening, you're like, spleen 6, what's that? It's 3 inches above your inside of your ankle bone there. And so inside ankle bone, 3 inches up. You could press there. You could apply oils there. I love that. I also
it's a magic point, especially for immunity.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That guy. And then stomach 36, which is on the lateral side of your knee, just below the kneecap. Tell me some more of your favorite points before, because, you know, I was going to wrap up, but I'm like, no, wait a minute. I want more.
I love gallbladder points because I think most people, especially women, their gallbladder is so congested. So like even the forehead points for gallbladder, you know, between the toes for liver, like I put Blutansy is my favorite, but just kind of that point in the web of your foot. I think, you know, we tend to attract ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. So you know, what are my issues? Gunky gallbladder, exhausted adrenals, kind of hypothalamus that needs recalibration and super sympathetic. So those are the points that I really try to focus on.
Nice. Nice. I know that someone's probably going to ask me this just because it is the nature of my practice. They're like, thyroid. That's always going to be one. And I always think about, of course, parasympathetic for thyroid. Do you have any points that you specifically love for thyroid
support? Yeah. So I'm high functioning Hashimoto's, and I've noticed that whenever I support my liver, like for me, I think the reason is gallbladder and thyroid work so closely together. So I do a lot to support my thyroid. I mean, I support my gallbladder constantly. And so that's like castor oil packs. Castor oil, it's one of those things that it can be super complicated. You can buy the burlap and have the heating pad and make it a big deal. Or you can be lazy like me and just wear like a ratty t-shirt and put castor oil over your gallbladder. And I have a blend that like black cumin is really good for it. Geranium, like just combine oils and maybe even add to that, get an Epsom salt bath. And so now you've got like the heat and the oil. So there are a lot of things you can do, but binders are my favorite.
Okay. You guys heard it here, binders. And I would have to agree, especially since we have so many, you know, things that are in our gut, so many things that are in our system clogging us up and hanging out. And we have very minimal ways to officially get it out.
Yeah.
And then add that in terms of if we reabsorb, now we're back to the lymphatic system again.
Yeah. But to answer your thyroid question, I do that through supporting stress and supporting liver gallbladder. Interestingly, you know, I've played with gut. That doesn't move the needle. It doesn't get as big a bang for the buck as supporting the liver and gallbladder for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I think you're right. I think we have to kind of look a little bit deeper here. It's not all just the gut lining. There are, you know, how the body processes the food, but also what we're doing in terms of detox hormones. All of it. So
yeah, and the more I focus like on removing toxins, you know, if toxins are in your system, it triggers the immune system, then it triggers inflammation. So I almost think that toxins are kind of an underlying root of gut inflammation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wholeheartedly, I think that they're probably at the root. Like I kind of look at toxins and stress.
Yeah, that's pretty much, you know, and the third leg of the wheel is inflammation, but I do think that toxins and stress kind of, if you can hit those two points, you know, and it's funny, of the five steps, that's three of the five steps, you know, then you really can help to return the body to balance. And so it's a little bit like, you know, I use the example of you can live with chronic pain. Like I have friends who have chronic migraines, and it's not like, you know, you're perfect and, you know, you're a complete reboot to factory settings, but you really are pretty asymptomatic and you can get through the day and kind of, you know, function.
Yeah. But I think migraines, I mean, that's a big topic. That's
a lot of circulation. And that's the other thing. Like, I think, you know, when you really look at kind of all the brain enhancing drugs, what they're really doing is getting more oxygen and glucose into the brain. So what does that mean? That means diet, you know, vasodilating and anything you can do to kind of improve circulation. So cypress and black pepper and peppermint are good ones.
Black pepper and peppermint.
I literally kind of detail why and give all the formulas in the book.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So folks, we got details for you here, but our notes here for you. But if you want all the details, you got to go over and check out Jody's book, Essential Oils to Boost the Brain and Heal the Body, which is coming out in March, right?
March 16th. Yeah. And you know, what's interesting, if you pre-order on Amazon, it's cheaper. I think they have it at like $18. So maybe get it before March 16th and, you know, it's even more bang for your buck.
There you go, guys. You heard it here. So Jody, for everyone that's listening right now, let's talk about your website for a second and where they can find you and all of the great resources that you have, especially on the website.
Yeah. And that's one other thing. We have a free chapter for you on other ways to activate the parasympathetic nervous system. 25 ways. You only need to pick one. Some of them are free and easy. That's at boostthebrainbook.com/gift. Boostthebrainbook.com vibrantblueoils.com/gift. And then my company is Vibrant Blue Oils. And basically, I offer all of the blends ready-made. You know, I've recognized that I am not a do-it-yourself girl. Like, we went raspberry picking this summer. I have enough jam for probably 4 years in my freezer. You know, it was fun to make it, but that's not my cup of tea. I don't like, you know, I don't really shop at Costco because I don't like to have more stuff than I need. So if you want a ready-made solution, you don't need to buy all the ingredients. We got it. If you have all the ingredients and you want to use what you have, we give you the recipes. I just want to meet people where they're at.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Because yes, I think at this point, there's a lot of folks who, well, like me, I'm going to be like, I just want it done. I don't want to try to mix it up and think about it. Cause then my brain's going to be like, but what if I had this? But what if I had that? And the next thing you know, nothing's going to happen.
So, yeah. And I paralysis. Yeah. When there are too many choices, you get overwhelmed. I loved what you were saying earlier about, like, just, you know, if you only have to think of three things, just eat, sleep, move, you know, make sure that you activate your parasympathetic nervous system before you eat so that you actually are routing your blood towards digestion. Make sure you're sleeping and, you know, moving is great for the lymphatic system. If you layer oils on top, you move it even more.
Yeah, that's the magic. Eat, sleep, and move. And that circulation along with that moving is going to give you lots of good benefits. So Jody, thank you so much for coming on. I sincerely appreciate it. You have given us so much information. I have no doubt that all of my folks are going to be really excited about your book.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Health Junkies, I hope you enjoyed my podcast. If you want to continue the conversation based on what topic I'm talking about at any given time on the Health Fix podcast, head over to my Facebook group, Find Your Health Fix. It's where we are talking about what's going on in health, what I'm talking about in the podcast, and I love to answer questions there. So come hang out and join the conversation. And by the way, right now I have a free Manage Your Stress Naturally course that you can grab on my website at drjkrausnd.com, because so many people are stressed out right now. And really, it has to do with the basics, your routines and simple habits that are messing you up. So head on over to drjkrausnd.com and go check out my free course on managing stress naturally. All right, folks, have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Subscribe, rate, and share info.